For the Homeland Security Department, three objectives will be top priorities in the coming year: modernizing, keeping its missions relevant, and somehow doing everything more cost-effectively. That's according to a comprehensive analysis by Govini. Joining me with more, Matt Hummer, Director of Analytics at Govini. And it's good to have you in studio, Matt. What was the purpose of the study? What did you find in terms of what contractors will encounter for DHS in the coming year?
Thanks, Tom, for having me. The method and the purpose of this study was really to take a look at break down DHS spending by agency and actually link that spending back to the budget accounts. Because we understand, as folks in Washington, while we have a presidential election looming, we also understand that any administration really doesn't have that much control over the budgetary framework that's been in place for years. So while they may come into power and tweak that framework a little bit, getting ahead of that framework and understanding the purchasing behind that budget framework is critical. And so that's what we did with this study, and we found many things that are of interest that we can talk about.
And you found that basically contracting dollars will probably rise at Homeland Security in the coming year.
Oh, yes. They actually have been rising. In this past fiscal year, 2016, spending actually rose 16% compared to the fiscal 13 trough that we saw from sequestration. And really, there's three agencies at the core or drove that rising that are actually finding themselves at the center of this political presidential debate. That's Customs and Border Protection, Transportation Security Administration, and what we call is the Office of Procurement Operations. And that's really a central procurement office within DHS that has jurisdiction over a lot of the cyber spending and also the federal law enforcement and training facility spending.
Now, let's talk about TSA for a moment. Is the spending rise there on personnel because they had that big shortage, the big problem of shortage of people leaving, resulting in these long lines that became a political issue a few months ago? What are they spending on?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's personnel. And the interesting thing about TSA, when you break down the amount of money they spend towards contracts, so buying things and buying services from industry versus spending money on their own people inside the agency, TSA is one of the lowest agencies allocating money to the contracting community. They actually only allocate 20% of their annual budget to contracts. That tells us that they're heavy on personnel, and that's exactly what we saw over the summer. The challenge with the agency is as more passengers come through the security system, that means they're just going to have to throw more people at the problem. That means you have an exponentially rising personnel budget. That's a problem for any agency. So really, TSA is in this dilemma where they need to balance people versus technology and find a way to get through this screening challenge.
So for TSA, then, really the contractor opportunity is what people pull along with them, which is not big ticket items necessarily, like uniforms or mobile devices,
yeah,
firearms.
Yeah, well, we definitely see that stuff coming through the lines. But when you actually look ahead to what the agency is going to be spending its funds on in fiscal year 2017, they're going to be focused on baggage screening, and they're going to be focused on personnel. Also, an interesting dynamic that we found is the Federal Air Marshal Service over the last couple of years has seen a shortage of funds. They're going to revamp and allocate a lot of money towards that. But it's really the screening devices of baggage. That's a big area of focus for this coming year.
And what about Customs and Border Protection? What are the trends there, and what are the contractor opportunities?
Right. So the contracting opportunities for CBP is really in and around technology as well. They have three main accounts that drive or dictate their spending. It's an O&M account, it's an automation and modernization account, and it's a fencing account. You know, one of the things that we picked up in the study is looking at the...
But not a walling account yet.
No, that's an interesting point. But right now, a lot of those funds are going towards technologically advanced companies that provide fixed integrated towers, sensors, that kind of stuff. Things that actually provide and help the agency manage its risk-based approach. Now, that's a technology approach. What we might see under a Trump administration is everything he's been signaling is that the fencing account would move from more of a technology-oriented contractor base to a construction-oriented contracting base, which is exactly what you're saying.
We're speaking with Matt Hummer, Director of Analytics at Govini. Let's talk about the Office of Procurement Operations. Isn't that something to which the Homeland Security Department has been trying to centralize under that Unity of Effort program that Jay Johnson has been pursuing?
That's exactly right. And I think it comes from a myriad of factors. It's really that office has been built up as a very strong place where procurement skill sets and knowledge base exist within DHS. So they want to leverage that skill set and knowledge base to buy efficiently and effectively. Another is in this challenging budgetary environment that we've seen over the throughout this administration, is finding a way to centralize a lot of the funding. You have more control over it and flexibility to push it to where it needs to go. So what we saw in this study was actually a lot of the OPO funds were going to the National Cyber Protection System, and in 2017, the agency is going to be furthering the development of Einstein installations, the CDM program, those types of things.
So even though there's a December 18th deadline, in theory, for Einstein to be at all agencies, that's going to have a long tail beyond that.
Oh, yes, definitely, because they're going to be building up that system and enhancing its capabilities as we see new threats.
Now, what about the Coast Guard and FEMA, two of the really big components for DHS? Coast Guard is kind of in a class by itself. What do you see there?
Yeah, Coast Guard is very interesting, and we looked at it from the lens of trade. If you think about Coast Guard's mission, it's responsible for securing and safety of international trade, and more than half of exports leave this country on maritime vessels. So when we think about trade, Coast Guard could get caught up in that debate, and we see a lot of rhetoric coming from campaigns, anti-trade rhetoric. But really, the agency is in the midst of a modernization wave, and as it ramps down, to maintain the levels of support and funding that it needs, it's going to have to find a champion. And in the next administration, it's really tough to see that outside of securing illegal entries through the water or drug traffic through the water.
But once their shipbuilding and modernization program is finished, those have long life cycle costs, correct, as they keep ships upgraded with electronics and sensors and just maintenance.
Exactly. Exactly. So industry may know that General Dynamics recently was awarded a big contract for maintaining the ISR systems within the Coast Guard. It's been able to leverage a lot of its capabilities and on the defense side of the house to just bring it home to homeland. We actually saw that coming because the company had a big RDT&E funded contract many years ago that was the preparation for that contract. So yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to see a lot of the systems and platforms maintained, but they're going to need money for that.
And let's wind up with FEMA.
Interesting story about FEMA. When you take a look at the spending, it's really driven by two major accounts that's always of high political debate in Washington, the Disaster Relief Fund and the Flood Insurance Fund. And actually, FDIC will soon rule on a regulation related to the Flood Insurance Fund. But because we haven't seen any major storms in the last couple of years, support services for FEMA actually has decreased.
Until Matthew.
Of course, until Matthew. And so we're going to see some of that ramp up, and it remains to be seen whether or not the amount of money that the administration budgeted this year is actually going to cover the costs, with the exception of Matthew.
And we know that FEMA is not going to be buying tons and tons of trailers and outfitting those anymore. That's over.
Yeah, I hope so.
So bottom line for contractors, what's your best advice for approaching Homeland Security?
Well, Homeland Security is in the midst of a modernization. As you said in the outset, they're really focused on three things. They want to find a way to save money. They want to find a way to bring in technology that's mission relevant. And they want to equip their field personnel with capable and working technologies. And finding a way to balance this dilemma that they have versus investing in people versus technology. So anybody in the industry needs to keep that in mind. But surprisingly enough, under the radar, Congress is supporting DHS as it moves through this modernization, as evidenced from the funding increase that we've seen.
Matt Hummer is Director of Analytics at Govini. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Always a pleasure.